Page 291. Book 15. Chapter 1. How Sir Launcelot came into a chapel, where he found dead in a white shirt a man of religion of 100 winter old. When the hermit had kept Sir Launcelot 3 days, the hermit gat him an horse and helm and a sword. And then he departed about the hour of noon, and then he saw a little house. And when he came near, he saw a chapel, and there beside he saw an old man that was clothed all in white full richly. And then Sir Launcelot said, God save you. God keep you, said the good man, and make you a good knight. Then Sir Launcelot alit and entered into the chapel, and there he saw an old man dead in a white shirt of passing fine cloth. Sir, said the good man, this man that is dead ought not to be in such clothing as ye see him in, for in that he break the oath of his order, for he hath been more than 100 winter a man of a religion. And then the good man and Sir Launcelot went into the chapel, and the good man took a stole about his neck and a book, and then he conjured on that book, and with that they saw in an hideous figure and horrible that there was no man so hard-hearted nor so hard but he should have been afeared. Then said the fiend, Thou hast travailed me greatly. Now tell me what thou wilt with me. I will, said the good man, that thou tell me how my fellow became dead, and whether he be saved or damned. Then he said with an horrible voice, He is not lost, but saved. Page 292. Well, how may that be, said the good man. It seemed to me that he lived not well, for he brake his order to wear a shirt where he ought to wear none, and who that trespasseth against our order doth not well. Not so, said the fiend. This man that lieth here dead was come of a great lineage, and there was a lord that hight the Earl de Vale that held great war against this man's nephew, the which hight Aguaris, and so this Aguaris saw the Earl was bigger than he. Then he went for to take counsel of his uncle, the which lieth here dead, as ye may see. And then he asked leave, and went out of his hermitage for to maintain his nephew against the mighty Earl. And so it happed that this man that lieth here dead did so much by his wisdom and hardiness that the Earl was take, and 3 of his lords, by force of this dead man. Chapter 2. Of a dead man, how men would have hewn him, and it would not be, and how Sir Launcelot took the hair of the dead man. Then was there peace betwixt the Earl and this Aguaris, and great surety that the Earl should never war against him. Then this dead man that here lieth came to this hermitage again, and then the Earl made 2 of his nephews for to be avenged upon this man. And so they came on a day, and found this dead man at the sacring of his mass, and they abode him till he had said mass. And then they set upon him, and drew out swords to have slain him. But there would no sword bite on him more than upon a gad of steel, for the high lord which he served, he him preserved. The word gad has the footnote reading rod. Return to text. Then made they a great fire, and did off all his clothes, and the hair off his back. The word hair is a footnote reading hair shirt. Return to text. And then this dead man hermit said unto them, Ween you to burn me? It shall not lie in your power, nor to perish me as much as a thread, and there were any on my body. No, said one of them, it shall be assayed. Page 293. And then they despoiled him, and put upon him this shirt, and cast him in a fire, and there he lay all that night till it was day in that fire, and was not dead. And so in the morn I came and found him dead, but I found neither thread nor skin tamed, and so took him out of the fire with great fear, and led him here, as ye may see. And now may ye suffer me to go my way, for I have said you the sooth. And then he departed with a great tempest. Then was the good man and Sir Launcelot more gladder than they were tofore. And then Sir Launcelot dwelled with that good man that night. Sir, said the good man, be ye not Sir Launcelot de Lake? Yea, sir, said he. What seek ye in this country? Sir, said Sir Launcelot, I go to seek the adventures of the Sangreal. Well, said he, seek it ye may well, but though it were here, ye shall have no power to see it, no more than a blind man should see a bright sword, and that is long on your sin, and else ye were more abler than any man living. The words long on your sin has a footnote reading, due to your sin. Return to text. And then Sir Launcelot began to weep. Then said the good man, Were ye confessed, sith ye entered into the quest of the Sangreal, after the word entered, and note one, text. Yea, sir, said Sir Launcelot. Then upon the morn, when the good man had sung his mass, then they buried the dead man. Then Sir Launcelot said, Father, what shall I do? Now, said the good man, I require you take this hair that was this holy man's, and put it next thy skin, and it shall prevail thee greatly. Sir, and I will do it, said Sir Launcelot. Also I charge you that ye eat no flesh, as long as ye be in the quest of the Sangreal, nor ye shall drink no wine, and that ye hear mass daily, and ye may do it. So he took the hair and put it upon him, and so departed at evensong time. Page 294. And so rode he into a forest, and there he met with a gentlewoman riding upon a white palfrey. And then she asked him, Sir Knight, whither ride ye? Certes, damosel, said Launcelot, I wot not whither I ride, but as fortune leadeth me. Ah, Sir Launcelot, said she, I wot what adventure ye seek, for ye were aforetime nearer than ye be now, and yet shall ye see it more openly than ever ye did, and that shall ye understand in short time. Then Sir Launcelot asked her where he might be harbored that night. Ye shall not find this day nor night, but to morn ye shall find harbor good, and ease of that ye be in doubt of. And then he commended her unto God. Then he rode till that he came to a cross, and took that for his host as for that night. Chapter 3. Of a vision that Sir Launcelot had, and how he told it to an hermit, and desired counsel of him. And so he put his horse to pasture, and did off his helm and his shield, and made his prayers unto the cross that he never fall in deadly sin again. And so he laid him down to sleep. And anon, as he was asleep, it befell him there an advision, that there came a man afore him all by compass of stars. And that man had a crown of gold on his head, and that man led in his fellowship 7 kings and 2 knights. And all these worshipped the cross, kneeling upon their knees, holding up their hands toward the heaven. And all they said, Fair sweet Father of heaven, come and visit us, and yield unto us every each as we have deserved. Then looked Launcelot up to the heaven, and him seemed the clouds did open, and an old man came down with a company of angels, and alit among them, and gave unto every each his blessing, and called them his servants and good and true knights. Page 295. And when this old man had said thus, he came to one of those knights and said, I have lost all that I have said in thee, for thou hast ruled thee against me as a warrior, and used wrong wars with vain glory, more for the pleasure of the world than to please me. Therefore thou shalt be confounded without thou yield me my treasure. All this at vision saw Sir Launcelot at the cross. And on the morn he took his horse and rode till midday. And there, by adventure, he met with the same knight that took his horse, helm, and his sword, when he slept when the Sangreal appeared afore the cross. And when Sir Launcelot saw him, he saluted him not fair, but cried on high, Knight, keep thee, for thou hast done to me great unkindness. And then they put afore them their spears, and Sir Launcelot came so fiercely upon him that he smote him and his horse down to the earth, that he had nigh broken his neck. Then Sir Launcelot took the knight's horse that was his own aforehand, and descended from the horse he sat upon, and mounted upon his own horse, and tied the knight's own horse to a tree, that he might find that horse when that he was arisen. Then Sir Launcelot rode till night, and by adventure he met an hermit, and each of them saluted other, and there he rested with that good man all night, and gave his horse such as he might get. Then said the good man unto Launcelot, Of whence be ye? Sir, said he, I am of Arthur's court, and my name is Sir Launcelot du Lake, that am in the quest of the Sangreal. And therefore I pray you to counsel me of a vision which I had at the cross. And so he told him all.